It is 7:10 now on this Wednesday morning. Enjoy the fact we don't have snow on the road right now, because this time tomorrow there should be a lot of it. And what will that mean for our schools? Joining us live now is Jeff Plattenberg. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Fairfax County Schools and Overseas Facilities and Transportation. Jeff, good morning. Good to talk with you again. Welcome back.
Yeah, good morning again.
So, you know, I hear the mood you're in already this morning. Looking at what happened in Atlanta a few weeks back there, when they didn't shut things down and Atlanta was a total mess, has that now changed everything for all of you people who have the tough job of deciding about school closings all over the area?
Well, that truly was an unfortunate incident, but it really hasn't changed our forecast and our processes. Whether we like it or not, we've had a little more experience than they've had in situations that have kind of been thrown at us.
So as you look at this kind of storm coming up and the timing of it, what are you thinking about here? Thursday and Friday closed?
Yeah, well, it's not looking good, I can tell you that much. I mean, you know, you've been listening to all the forecasts. It's been pushing a little bit back further in terms of when it might begin, but it's not looking pretty at all. And depending on which band you're in, it can really present some challenges for us.
And you've gotten some criticism for closing the schools down this year. Does that factor into your decision-making? I mean, it does seem like if you had to weigh the two, not going to school for a day is a lot better than having a bus crash when it all boils down to it.
Well, that's true. The criticism that I've gotten, you know, any feedback that I get, I appreciate, because, you know, this is a big county, Fairfax County. Although I'm not very popular on the social media and I might really want a little more loving, the reality is that some people let me know exactly what they think. And I do take that into consideration with every decision, but really it's all about student safety.
I guess you don't go into that line of work for loving.
Yeah, right.
You've got a thick skin, I'm sure. There have been a lot of conversations that have been had over the years about, you know, some of our counties are so geographically diverse, Fairfax included, that if you had, like, zones, say Zone 1 or A and B, you might be able to open schools in Zone A and not B. Is that practical?
Not really. I mean, conceptually, when people think about that, they think, wow, I've got a brilliant idea. This is innovative. We could go ahead and do it. But when you look at the disparate parts of our county and where people live and where they work, not only our teachers, but the students, the different programs that we offer, sometimes their base school may be in one region of the county and an academy they may attend may be in another. So when you really get into the details, it's a lot more complicated than at first blush.
Where are you in terms of having to make up classes and school days at this point?
Yeah, well, we've already got two that we're looking at, you know, so I'm really not happy that this new event's coming, and I'm hoping this is the last one.
Well, now, this could be considerable enough that might last even into Monday, which, you know, might end up being a delay or something like that. But as you said, safety's got to be your number one cue, and you can't be looking at a calendar or, you know, the school demands. You got to be looking at whether or not those kids are safe.
Absolutely, and my job really isn't to look at that calendar. My job is to look at the road conditions and whether or not it's adequate for students to arrive safely. I mean, we've got kids driving, you know, to school. We have some that walk and ride a bus from a bus stop. We have some that walk. We have others that are driven by students. So when you look at the number of ways that our clientele get to the schools, I mean, there are really a number of considerations we have to take into account.
I always learned something when you were with us, even when you were a little cranky. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Jeff Plattenberg is the Chief Operating Officer for the Fairfax County Schools.